Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for checking out our podcast. Indulge me. My name is Felicia. I'm from Houston, Texas. On this podcast, I will be talking about being a mother, relationships, teaching, my favorite shows, and of course, all things Beyonce and so much more.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sharnay, a mother of three from the small town of Grosseteste, Louisiana. And on this podcast, I'll be talking about life with a son of special needs, marriage, and whatever else I feel is an important topic that I have experienced and can relate on. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, y'all. It's your girl, Ilya, hailing from the capital city of Louisiana. I'm coming at you with all things wonderful, whimsical, and worldly. I know you want to hear about it. Hell yeah.
And this is Jermaine Watson. I'll be rounding out our motley crew by coming with a verbal rundown of facts, news, politics, all things television and movies, and the occasional debauchery. My job is to always ask if we are helping to make your life better. Through our varied interests, we hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, and motivate you. Welcome to Indulge Me.
Hey, this is your boy Jermaine Watson from the Verbal Rundown. With me is H-Town Fifi.
Hey.
All right, and today we are going to be talking about things we know now that we wish we had known earlier. All right, so first... Who wants to go first?
You go first.
Okay. All right. So what I know now that I wish I had known earlier is to cherish every relationship. Because when you can no longer see a person's smile every day, hear their voice every day, believe it or not, like that's like the biggest thing, because you know pictures are everywhere, but it's the voice that you miss. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're not. You feel like you took the relationship for granted because you can't remember what they look like, or mm-hmm. you can't remember what their voice sounds like. Mm-hmm. So those, you know, that right there, that's just like one little small thing without me getting too deep, without me getting too emotional that I can share at the moment.
I understand. I feel like with my dad, I can picture his face. And if I think of Old Spice and Big Red Gum, I can and remember the way he would smell, but I don't remember his voice anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that makes me sad. Okay, I think one thing that I know now, or one thing that I wish I had known before was, my dad was always older mm-hmm. than everybody else's dad. And he had all these stories that he would tell us. And we'd be like, oh, God, here we go again. But now, like, I wish I would have just sat down and really just... tell me more. Like, I want to know everything about you from, like, when you were a child and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I wish that I would have actually, like, just sat down and listened. It's just like when you have grandparents, mm-hmm. how they tell you all these stories and we got to know it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now I wish that I would have appreciated those more.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand where you're coming from. for me, another thing I wish I knew... was the fact that your body changes. You are getting older, motherfucker. Your knees will hurt.
Look. Okay, yeah, that's true. One thing that I know now that I wish I knew before was how... to communicate with my daughter. Mm. And the reason why is because I feel like she's only 4, she'll be 5, but I feel like I don't want to fuck her up in life because nobody was ever there to talk to me. And so, but I feel like even now, even though she's only 4, I don't feel like it's too late, but I feel like I wish that I would have known how to like just sit down and talk to her when she was even younger, because now like she'll say, she'll try to tell me something and I'm listening. She'll say, never mind. That's okay. Never mind. And she'll just like leave it alone. And I feel like you're too young to be telling me, never mind. You don't want to talk about something. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal because I didn't have a relationship with my mom. I feel like I don't ever want us to have that relationship. And so does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Did you ever tell your mom, never mind? Or feel like something that you had to say was not important?
So that wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm. It was children are to be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. And so it was like no, we never got a chance to just talk about stuff. Like now my mom and I talk, mm-hmm. you know, but it's more like I'm the adult and she's a child. Mm-hmm. And I don't try to make it like that. That's just how it ends up being, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I just wish that I would have recognized that earlier, like even before I ever had a daughter. Mm-hmm. But now I still have a chance to, you know.
What is it that you think that is it just that experience from your mom that you feel like you're lacking?
Yeah. Because I kind of feel like I don't have any, how they do it at work, we have to model things. I feel like nobody ever modeled what a good mother is or should be to me. Because I feel like I'm a good mom, but I also feel like I question myself on, like, am I fucking up my children? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. To where they're going to be, like, some fucked up individuals when they get older, and I don't want that. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. But I don't see that happening for either one of your kids.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Wow, that like opened up a whole new can of worms in terms of things that I wish I... All right. Let me think. You know what? I wish... not to harp on something that we talked about earlier, but I wish I cared more about my academics when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I wish I did. I did get a scholarship, but I just think about all the things that I could have received if I cared more. I mean, I was in the top 10. I was in the top 10. Didn't know it. Didn't even think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when it happened...
It wasn't a big deal to you at the time.
No, because I was just like, it ain't going to happen. And then it happened. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's just like, damn, if I had tried just a little bit more, just think of what, you know, could have happened to me.
No, I think about that all the time. I'm like, I wish I would have been a doctor or a nurse or something like that. But when I was in school, like I said, nobody made it a big deal. You know, for some kids, it was a big deal. And I would be thinking like, oh, y'all tripping. But now I'm like, I wish that would have been me. Okay, so something that I know now or that I'm practicing now that I wish I would have known before is to always put yourself first. So I never put myself first. Like, I always feel obligated to do things for people. And I still do that now. But I kind of feel like if I would have put myself first before, then maybe my life would be much different than it is now. Mm-hmm. But now, like, whenever I need things done, I put, like, for example, a to-do list for, like, work and school and whatever, I always put like things that I need on top of everything else. Cause I know if I don't do that, it won't get done. Mm-hmm. And so now I try to put myself first. Cause that's important for like self-care and you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But do you think, cause you have a nurturing personality, like you like to help everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that is part of your charm. Mm-hmm. And I think because you do that, I think people want to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but okay, so yeah, I agree, because people like you, like people always want to help me out. And so that's whenever I think, oh Lord, all this stuff I'm going through, I always think about how people around me are helping me, and it makes me feel blessed and grateful. And it makes me be like, Felicia, just stop tripping. Like, just stop. But I guess it's when you do this for people who don't appreciate it and don't care, that you start to get frustrated and, you know, feel worthless, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to feel like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And so now I've been trying to put myself first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's almost prophetic. It's so like simple, but at the same time, it's like, God damn.
It sounds simple, but it's hard to do.
You're right.
When you think about it.
You're right.
Yeah.
How does this go? Because I've not been able to say it. Things I know now that I wish I had known was that depression is real. That's what I wish I had known. And to be quite honest with you, like, I did not know. I didn't even see it. It didn't even register that I might have been depressed. And it wasn't until, you know, I was going in. I was trying to get, what's it called? Adderall. I was trying to get Adderall because you know, like when you're a teacher, like you just, it's like all these balls in the air and you're trying to, yeah, you know, constantly juggle. And so like I was like, I need this because, you know, a coworker gave me some.
Makes you feel good, huh?
And I accomplished so much. I didn't even realize that I was doing it, but I did it. And I was like, man, this is the shit. Like, I need this. And so, you know, I went in for this consultation. And he was like, dude, you don't need that. And I was like, that's the very last thing that you need, because you're, you know, like, you're focused. And I was like, really? And he was like, the problem is that you're depressed. And when I heard that, it was just like, you fucking with me. Yeah. Like, why are you fucking with me? Like, right. I am not.
Right.
And then he, like, started asking me questions like, have you ever thought of suicide? No, I never thought of suicide.
Right.
But then he, like, I think people always, when people think of depression, that's the first thing they think of.
Mm-hmm.
But like all that long list of questions that he asked me, and it was like with each question, I was just like, yes.
Yeah, like the no's yes. started turning into yeses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I, like I kind of left feeling depressed. But, you know. It, like, once I started taking the medicine, like, a lot changed in my life. And again, I didn't realize that after taking the medicine, all these things started to change in my life.
If you can give our listeners a visual representation of what depression is, what does depression look like?
You constantly feel like you are less than.
Mm-hmm.
You're always worried. You're a little paranoid, not to the extreme of paranoia, but you're like always thinking that somebody's out to get you. I was, there are two types of depressed people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who are depressed eat a lot. Some people don't eat a lot. I was the type. I was the type that ate a lot. I didn't sleep a lot, and I didn't, like, I just thought I was just thinking about shit, but the things that I was thinking about was actually making me depressed, and I didn't realize it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just, I can't remember all the different questions that he asked me, but, yeah, like, hearing someone with the degree on the wall ask you these questions, it put things in perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I first started teaching, I learned about so many of my kids were depressed. And I'm like, lying. I'm motherfucking depressed. They just bad as fuck. But then I really didn't know what depression was. I thought, oh, you're just sad. You know, but that's not really depression. And the counselor told me, so this is what depression is. Think about a regular day, what the freeway looks like. Traffic, cars zooming in and out, blah, blah, whatever. And then think of the freeway on Christmas. Everybody's with their family, so it's not a lot of traffic. You have maybe a car here or there, right? So now think about two people's minds. The person with depression is the person who their mind is like traffic on a Christmas day. Like, you may have a car here, car there, but it's very, like, just, I don't want to say lonely, but I guess that's just the visual, like comparing it to traffic on a regular day versus traffic on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And just that visual put everything into perspective. I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. And it made me feel really sad for people who have depression. Because I don't think that I've ever been depressed. I just stressed out a lot. But that's just one of the things that, like, I do it and everybody's around me like, just stop tripping, everything's going to be okay. But mm-hmm. because I feel like everything's on me, it's like I have no choice but to stress. Mm-hmm. It's not on purpose. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's like, do you get that, though, that image of, like, the Christmas versus regular day traffic? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense with depression, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It made sense to me. So, something that I know now that
All right, we're back for the second segment of Things We Know Now That We Wish We Had Known.
Hello, it's H-Town Fifi, and I got a little interrupted in the last segment. Okay, so something that I know now that I wish I knew when I knew before is to really take care of yourself during pregnancy. Because during my very first pregnancy, that's when I was like all cute and fine and stuff. And then I gained like 75 pounds with my pregnancy. And it was, so nobody ever told me that you're clearly not supposed to gain that much weight, but I did. And it's just been like really hard getting the weight off, especially now that I have 3 kids. So yeah, I wish that I would have known to like take better care of myself and to really focus on what I ate and to exercise so that I wouldn't gain that much weight, because it really is unhealthy. And I also wanted to add something that I know now that I wish my parents had known, or maybe they did know, they just didn't, you know, do it, is to invest in things for your children and like possibly get their credit right before they even get credit. Mm-hmm. And teach them financial literacy so that as they get older, like that's something that they will already know. And that they take it seriously so that they wouldn't have to go through what I as an adult go through now as far as like financial issues and stuff like that.
Okay. Kind of stole my thunder. But so I guess one final thing that I wish I had known, which I now know, is to pay my damn bills and to pay them on time, which includes my taxes and my student loans. Because Sally Mae was calling me, and now who these people is be calling?
But wait, when did you realize you should start paying your bills on time? And because I'm pretty sure it wasn't now. I'm pretty sure you've been doing it for years. But do you still pay your bills late?
Okay, so, you know, I bought a whole house, all of that. It was shortly after I got my house that I became overextended. You know, because I had a roommate. And what I didn't realize was, you know, the roommate was kind of like, he was like somebody who liked to do that kind of stuff, like fix this and fix that. And, you know, I didn't really care. I did not care whether or not I had carpet or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just a house and I was living there.
Right.
But I did have a Lowe's card. And so he would purchase things on the Lowe's card. And I saw it, but it didn't even register in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he moved out, I was stuck with the bill, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which was, I guess it was only right because it wasn't his, you know what right. I'm saying? but I told Lowe's, I lied to the motherfuckers. I don't know what this is. I ain't know nothing about it. And then, you know, they were like, call the cops. And I called the cops. Because I didn't want to pay that. And then they were like, nah, y'all were roommates. So he had every right. And I was like, what the fuck? He had every right. So
was he at least fixing things?
He was. He really, really, truly was.
Okay, well,
but I didn't realize how much he was spending. Like, I honestly didn't realize how much he was spending. Because where he worked, like, he was able to get, like, a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
So I just assumed that it was coming from, mm-hmm. you know, his job. But no, it wouldn't. So.
Well, then he'd be stealing from his job. And
I mean, who doesn't steal shit from their job?
He's kidding. We don't steal paper clips in.
Make copies and fax and.
Yeah, we don't do that. Let's see.
So is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Hope you've enjoyed this latest episode of
Things We Know, and we hope that you actually learned something. Bye. 'all, it's your girl H-Town Fifi. I'm here with Sharnay.
Hi.
And we are still talking about things we know now that we wish we knew before. So I guess I'll start us off. Something that I know now that I wish I knew before was to spend more time doing things that you enjoy. Life is so short, and I feel like it's been about school, work, you know, paying bills and stuff like that. But when do I really have time to just, like, enjoy myself and do things I want to do? And so now that I know that, like, one of my goals is to do more things that I like to do and by myself, because I feel like it's something, I guess, magical and just being alone.
Yes,
you know, especially as mothers, and you know, our lives are dedicated to our children and stuff.
You never have time for yourself.
Right, and so like that quality time to yourself is really important.
It is. That should always be a priority.
Right.
Making time for yourself.
Right.
One thing I wish I would have known was listening to my parents more. Finish school, enjoy high school life, enjoy college life. Being exposed to different things, you know, I watch my sisters now. She's in her senior year in Southern. Mm-hmm. And I see her now, and I'm like, man, I wish I would have been able to.
And we're back. That was Sharnay talking about motivating her sister to continue to do fun things at school and really live her life.
Yes, because I took another route. I wanted to have a boyfriend and, you know, be under him, which led up to teenage pregnancy. So, me 17 years old, I ended up with a premature baby that was in the NICU for 4 months. I didn't get to have fun and leave and get in my car and go when my friends did. I was up there visiting my baby at a hospital. Responsibility came at an early age for me, so that's why I always encourage my sisters to keep going, keep finishing school, enjoy life. Having a family, that can wait, you know. You have time for that. And that's what I should have done. I should have listened to my mama and my daddy. But you live and you learn. And you can make your mistakes into, I don't know, Felicia, great things. I mean,
right.
You can turn them around.
Right. And I think about that, too. I feel like I had my kids so young and, you know, but I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm happy that I had them when I had them. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like when I turn 40, ooh, I'm going to have me a time.
Oh, yes, exactly. I say this time going to come back around.
Right, because they going to be grown. Look, live your life, I'm living mine. No, right. I'm living So I also think, I really wish that I would have dated more. Because I've been with the same person since I was, you know, in high school. He was my first boyfriend, first kiss and everything. And, like, I just wish that I would have, when I went to college, just enjoyed being in college and dated more, just because I could have seen, like, what I like, what I don't like and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been with the same person since I was a child. And now that I'm, you know, a grown woman, it's like I've changed and I've grown. And so I feel like I wish that I would have experienced more. Just because I feel like we as women deserve that, and men deserve that too. But now it's like I kind of feel like I don't really know myself because.
Knowing your worth.
Yeah. And so that's, I wish I would have dated more, yeah. So you said something earlier. You said in life, one of the things that you know now is let the dots connect on their own.
Right.
Because if they don't,
your life gonna be all over the place. I mean, it's just gonna be a damn mess, you know. I'm not saying do things in order, but have some type of priority in your life. You know, don't just wanna go
be fast and ass like I decided to do. Let's just put it out there like that, you know. Don't go be fast and ass, because the choices you make, there are consequences behind it. And so,
Okay, so first of all, I think you're like the most amazing mother. And you dedicate so much time to your children, to where, like, I feel like you never have time for yourself. And I think that, like, I guess from your experiences, that's why you can say, like, let the dots connect on their own. Because right. when we start making these life choices for ourselves, sometimes I feel like we don't think about the future consequences. And honestly, like, some things that happen, you think back, like, years before, and you're like, this is why that happened, or this is why that didn't happen,
right?
You know, and you think about, you know, the choices that you made. But I kind of feel like I was saying the other day, I feel like one thing that you and I have in common is that we wish we would have had our children, you know, when we were more stable.
We were more financially stable, and that's why I say it's important to go in. You know, going to school, finishing college, because when it comes that time to having a family, you're more financially stable. You have more stability, and, you know, you're not counting on this person to help watch your kids so that you can go to work, you know.
Right.
You can just say, okay, hey, let me pay a babysitter. I ain't worry about nothing. But now, you know, when you don't have that stability, you really dealing with a lot you fighting. You know,
right.
Every day.
Right. It's like a battle.
It is.
That you're never winning.
Right.
It's going to come together, though.
Yeah.
But, okay, so something else that I know now that I wish I would have known before, and I guess that's because of being around Jermaine, is I wish that I would have read more. Had time to read
my gosh,
more.
I agree with you, because some of the words I'd be like, what?
I know. And honestly, I feel like even when you're in conversation, like, having like a large vocabulary,
it's a lot.
I feel like it's important because you sound smarter than you really
are.
You
do, because when
like
you
Jermaine,
saying,
no, let me stop.
Yeah, when I say certain things, I be like, oh, yeah, you know. But having the vocabulary is a very useful tool. And now my mama, she used to always tell me, Shana, you need to read. And I be like, I'm gonna read that book. I'll skim through the pages and write the answers down. But I really wish I would have took my time and read. But now I appreciate reading.
Yeah.
That's my time I have to myself. You know, my kids are asleep. Sometimes I could just read and, you know, write my prayers down. And you know. But,
and I think sometimes it's just nice to escape. And reading does that for you.
It does.
So what is something else that you know now that you wish you would have known before?
Well, I'm going to refer to relationships. I wish I would have known that a certain person was, you know, dependent on a woman. You know, they're not independent, they're dependent.
Right.
That's what I wish I would have known.
Right.
Because in a relationship, when another person doesn't have independency, it's going to clash, you know.
Well, what about, I agree with you. I feel like I did this, but once you feel like you fall in love, you just forget about everything.
You forget about everything, right?
Because I whenever I started, like when I was younger, especially when I was like in high school, I made this list of like everything I wanted in a guy, and it wasn't anything too unrealistic. Like it was simple things, you know. Like I wanted them to treat me kind, you know, and I wanted them to always, you know, be mindful of like the things that they said to not just me, but everybody, you know, and how I wanted them to treat themselves right, but also treat me right. It's like different things that I wanted. But like once I fell in love, it was like, well, am I getting this? Like, is he meeting my checklist? And and he wasn't, but like I was, you know,
overwhelmed with love.
Yeah. You know, and so now I wish that I would have stuck to what I knew I wanted and what I knew I needed.
Right.
Because I'm not getting that, and I haven't gotten that, it's like, wow, you know, if you would have just listened to what you wanted in the beginning or what you knew you deserved, then you probably would be in a different situation, I guess.
Right.
But I saw this thing online, and I think I sent it to y'all. It was something like, if you ignore the red flags now, you'll be in a situation for years that you were never meant to be in.
Exactly, that's
and
true.
And I feel like that's,
I did that with my older boys, with their dad. I had all the red flags that I was not supposed to be with him. I wasn't even supposed to marry him. What I went through in the relationship, I just only brought it over into a marriage because a marriage, that's just a title. But if you still right. going through the same thing you were going through in your relationship, nothing's going to change unless that person is willing to change.
Right.
So, you know, all the cheat, the infidelity, and the disrespect, I brought that on myself when I could have avoided that and just listened and, okay, said, I want better for not just me because now I have a child with right. you. I have to not only think for myself, I have to think for the best interest of him.
Right.
And now it's like, sometimes it's getting better now, but I had to deal with the consequences. And it was right. hard as hell. Some days it's still hard as hell, but I get through it by the grace of God.
Right.
But, I mean, listen. That, right. That's an important key. You need to listen.
Right. And so I think that, so to sum that up, something that we both know now that we wish we would have done before or knew before was pay attention to those red flags.
Right.
And because honestly, like, I feel like you, when you see them, it's like, well, let me just give it another chance. Mm-hmm. But honestly, when you see them, you have to pay attention because, and that's just not with a relationship. That's just with jobs, with friends, mm-hmm. you know, tackle. Just in life, period. Like, even with your children, when you see those red flags of something happening with them, like, don't ignore it. Just, like,
tackle the problem right, right there.
Right. I think that's great. And, of course, to always, like, to listen.
Right.
And I think
we're impatient either. We're impatient because yeah. we want to try to fix the situation instead of letting, and I don't mean to get all spiritual, but, you know, instead of letting God handle the situation.
Ain't nothing wrong with being spiritual.
Ain't nothing wrong. Sorry. Not just, you know. But, yeah, just let God yeah. handle the situation. Let him work it out because we're so impatient. And when it's not in God's timing, it's not going to work out. It's gonna
yeah.
be, it's going to be impossible.
So. Yeah. And I think that that's really important because I feel like as mothers, and I want to say as black women, mm-hmm. it's almost like we feel like we have to take care of everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. Because even like, and people will tell me, just, you know, wait on God. And, you know, and I'm like, look, I don't got time to wait. I need to get this stuff done now. And right. it's not me being disrespectful. And I even hate to feel that way sometimes.
I do too.
But it's like, Lord, like, everything's on me. Like, I have mm-hmm. to do things now. If I don't get it done, nobody else is going to do it.
Exactly.
You know? And so, and I, but one thing that I've noticed in these last couple of weeks is, like, I feel like God is always going to have your back.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you just need to, sometimes I just need to chill.
Just
and
just be
not
quiet.
Stress
just,
out.
Just let them. Just yeah. let them work it all out for you. I was reading my devotion last night about that, and it's like you just got to be patient. You have to lay everything at the cross.
Right.
And he going to work it out, you know. And you'd be surprised. He going to equip you with everything that you need. He going to overwhelm you with blessings. But like my pastor said the other night, if you want that blessing, you just have to believe. But you have right. to be patient. You can't rush it. And that's right. what my biggest problem was for years. But now, sitting back, it look like blessings just coming my
right,
way.
Right,
right. Definitely coming my way.
And they are. So, guys, again, this is H-Town Fifi and Sharnay, and we thank you for listening. And just...
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Indulge Me. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to us from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact us directly by emailing indulgeme2018@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to indulgeme2018@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to Indulge.